today? I'm sorry, is my mic on? Let's try this again. How is everybody today? Yeah, that's better. I'll give that a C. I am excited to be here. You know, it's going to be a good week. It is really going to be a good week. If you are a guest, we are glad to have you. If there's anything you can do for us, please let us know. We know you don't have to worship here, but we're glad that you chose to, because we are all brothers and sisters in Christ. Today I'm going to do something different. I'm not going to be talking about one of the I am statements. I'm going to be talking about this week, because historically this week to us as brothers and sisters in Christ is very, very important. It is Passover week, beginning with Palm Sunday, or as what we traditionally call Palm Sunday. And if you're familiar with the story, you know why. But if not, yeah, I'm going to read about it in a second, so I'm not going to give any spoilers at this moment. But really what this week is it's a hope for the future, because it's going to be a good week. Imagine this. The disciples are ready. They are ready. 3 years have been leading up to this point. 3 years of Jesus calling them one by one to leave their homes, to leave everything behind to follow Him so they could arrive at this week. They were ready. It was going to be a good week. They were to be leaders among the people. Jesus said so Himself. He said, "Truly I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on His glorious throne, you who have followed Me will sit on the 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." They're not going to be any, like, official leaders of group. They're going to basically be kings, or prefects, or generals, or whatever you want to call them. They will be leading the 12 tribes. There's a reason Jesus chose 12, right? They were to be servants among each other. You want to be a leader? You got to serve the people, and you got to serve yourself. Sorry, each other. You want to be first, you got to be last. But doesn't matter, because they were ready. They were soldiers. They were armed. They had swords. They even presented their swords to Jesus. "Look, Jesus, here are two swords." Well, one is enough. But they were ready. We don't want this Rome in our country. Rome has been here since 6 CE. They have been occupying us since 6 CE, and many have tried to get rid of them. It has led to many other messiahs, but we know that they were not the real Messiah. We are following the real Messiah. It's not really hard to imagine their mood. I mean, even look at the 12, one of them. He was a resister. He was a zealot. That's how we know him today. All of this, they were ready. So let's set the stage. It's going to be a good week. Sunday, March 29th. This is a guess. Historically, we guess this particular date because it aligns with what we know to be a lunar eclipse that was visible in this area at this time. So while there's some people might argue with this date, this is the one I'm going to use. Sunday, March 29th, 33 Common Era, or AD for short. They enter the city, but we got to make preparations for entering the city. So they make a stop in Bethlehem, and Jesus gives them instructions. "I want you guys to go into Bethlehem, and you're going to go in there, and you're going to find a donkey. And you're going to go and you're going to take that donkey. And if anybody asks you what you are doing, you're going to tell them the master needs it." And they're going to be okay with that, because the prophecy must be fulfilled. God said through the prophet Zechariah long ago, "Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you gently and riding on a donkey, and a colt the foal of the donkey." And he's going to take that donkey and he's going to enter the city. But this is interesting, because historically, There were two processions that day.
Now the Bible mentions one, but history mentions another. You see,
Passover is such an important holiday in the Jewish calendar. It's so important, and there's only one place to celebrate that. Only one. In Jerusalem. So you have thousands of people coming in to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover. Well, that scared the Romans. Because what do you have when you have 1,000 conquered people coming together? Well, you might have a riot. And so what they would do is they would, during these huge festivals, they would send the leader of that nation that the Romans had appointed into the festival with a show of military force. In this case, probably the West Gate, because the temple was on the east side, and they would have to march across the whole city for everybody to see. So into the city goes Pontius Pilate and his legionaries to show the people who's really in charge. But on the other side of the city, because Bethlehem is on the east side of Jerusalem, another man comes. Someone Caesar did not know anything about, probably. Maybe he heard of him, but I highly doubt it. We know Pontius certainly didn't. And he goes in there riding much differently than this other procession, but on a donkey, humbly and showing peace. And there must have been a stark contrast between these two processions, because while there might have been cheers for Pilate and his Roman legionaries, I highly doubt that those were willing cheers. It was more like, please don't kill us. But people really cheered for Jesus. There was crowds. They were yelling. They were screaming. They were saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Interesting phrase. Why Son of David? David was a general. David was a conqueror. He was a leader. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. I love that. I wish thousands of people saying, I wish I could be there to hear thousands of people to say, Hosanna in the highest. And unfortunately, I can't. But fortunately, I have about 100 people right here. So what a great time to sing a song. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name with hearts full of praise. So be exalted, O Lord my God, Hosanna in the highest. Beautiful. It's going to be a good week. Monday, March 30th. Jesus doing the work. He's, to borrow a popular term from today, draining the swamp. Get rid of those money changers. What are you doing at God's house? Why are you cheating the people? And not only are you cheating the people, you're cheating the people in a place that is supposed to be holy and sacred. Get out of God's house. That didn't make people happy, did it? It certainly didn't make them. We already know the religious leaders did not like what was going on. And yet, but he wasn't going to put up with it anymore. I told you about me. I'm done playing your games. It's now my time. And you're going to listen for once. You had your chance. Oh, and I bet his disciples loved every single minute of it. Look at our master work. He is going to town. Heck, even nature obeys Jesus. Nature's not going to feed Jesus. Jesus is going to take care of that too. It's going to be a good week. Tuesday, March 31st.
Jesus continues the work. He is our general. He is our king. He is going to kickstart this revolution. Look, he even talks like that. He destroys the tree. He says the temple is going to be destroyed. He says the coming of the Son of Man is here. And nobody knows when it's going to happen. He hasn't even told his followers. But we know it's going to happen. And then there's going to be final judgment. All of this. Our general, our king, knows what he is doing. It is going to be a good week. The disciples, they saw a war coming. And there was a war coming. But not what they expected. It was much, much different. And hindsight has taught us that war was not one about arms, but about hearts and minds and souls. And though they thought a war was coming, they weren't as ready as they probably thought they were. And hindsight has showed us that they were not ready. They have not only scattered at the first sign of trouble, they had trust issues from the beginning. There were so many clear signs. James, John wanting to be first, Judas probably disappearing for who knows how long of a time, and they had to be nervous. I mean, they saw the hostility. They saw the legionnaires. They were, after all, probably teenagers. I'm an adult, and that would have made me afraid. And they also should have known that Jesus said many, many times that he was going to die. But they were ready to die with him, or so they thought. But still, that's all that was the farthest thing from their minds, because it was going to be a good week. Now we come to Wednesday. Wednesday. Oh, darn it, it's Wednesday. What's going on? It's time for the Passover meal. We're not ready for the Passover meal. Hey, someone should talk to Jesus about getting this Passover meal going. Can you imagine how that conversation must have gone? Hey, guys, we're supposed to celebrate the Passover tonight. We're not really ready. John, you're his favorite. You go over and talk to him. Okay. Well, I don't know if it was actually John who did this, but I can imagine that conversation with something like this. Jesus, yes. Are we going to celebrate the Passover meal? Yes. Okay, where, Jesus? All right, this is what I want you to do. You're going to go into town, and you're going to find a man, and you're going to tell him that we want to use his upper room. And you're going to find this man here at this place. Jesus, you do realize this is the day of, and the biggest festival of the year. I'm pretty sure he didn't say that. I would be too afraid to say that. But okay, but that must have been something like what he was thinking. And so he goes and he finds the man. He's like, do you know what day this is? But the master needs it. Oh, well, sure. Okay, I'll make it happen. And so they go. Because all of this has to take place. It is going to be a very good week. What could possibly go wrong? It never happens when you think it's going to happen. It always happens when you least expect it. And so on Wednesday, we celebrate the Passover, knowing exactly what is going to go wrong. And we'll be talking more about that next week. But on this day, on this week, we honor that celebration of Jesus approaching that time, knowing that his death means more to earth than anything else in all of creation. But so, not just his death, but his resurrection. If there's anything you need, or if you'd like to respond to this message, please come forward as we sing this song.